Welcome to Shuvra Deb With You. In this show, you will hear discussions and interviews on topics to do with mental health, self-development, spirituality, and ways of tuning in to your highest potential in order to live happy and fulfilled lives. I am your host, Shuvra Deb, and I am a former English law barrister and international corporate litigation attorney. In 2017, I had a very real experience of trauma after a Category 5 hurricane, which led me to develop post-traumatic stress disorder. Whether it's mental health issues with which you're struggling, or you're trying to live a life filled with purpose, I am here to help you. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Shuvra Deb With You. I have created this show in order to motivate, boost, inspire, and empower you. If you're ready to take your personal or professional growth to the next level, to focus on self-development, to develop your spiritual growth, to awaken, or to live a more conscious and intentional life, then come join my journey. On this show, I talk about mental health and the need for us all to be living in a society where looking after our own mental health and the mental health of those we love and care about is no longer stigmatized, as is currently the case in many parts of society. Even though I do talk about that, I want to make it clear at the very outset that I am not a mental health professional and I'm not a doctor. If you do need to seek professional help, then I wholeheartedly encourage you to do exactly that, whether that's by reaching out to your local family practitioner, calling the National Mental Health Helpline of where you live, or reaching out to a local mental health charity. If you are feeling suicidal and if there is an emergency situation, then please go to your nearest emergency department. For those of you tuning back in, you will know, and for those of you listening for the first time, what I do here on this platform is that I mix things up a little. Some weeks I have the most amazing guests on my show and we chat about all kinds of cool and interesting things. And then on other shows, it's just me talking, sometimes about some pretty heavy mental health topics and then other times about lighter topics that go towards self-development, self-improvement, and spirituality. Today, I am discussing goal setting. And I'm talking today about goal setting because this is something that is coming up at the moment time and time again in my coaching sessions that I hold, both in the corporate context and also for my one-on-one clients. And I'm not just talking about SMART goals or the PACT method or something like that here. I mean, I will go on to talk about and develop those ideas more on a future show. But today I am focusing on three tips that I have for you that will help you to become more focused on your goals. And these tips are to do with managing stress. Because who listening is able to focus on goals and hit targets without distraction whilst feeling stressed? Well, my personal experience of this is that when I'm stressed, either because something unpleasant is going on outside of work, or I'm putting out small fires at work or also outside of it, my ability to be laser focused on what I need to get done at work is not, well, it's not as laser sharp as I would like it to be. In addition to all of that, it's exhausting. Being stressed and distracted whilst getting on with the daily requirements that we all have is just plain exhausting. And exhaustion is unpleasant and a buzzkill. No one wants to live their lives. I don't want you to live your lives, my friends, feeling stressed and exhausted. So stick around to hear more about ways in which to bust your stress so that you can focus more on your goals instead. I will be right back after this short break. See you in a mo. Does your workplace or business need a bit of a shake-up? Are you thinking about your employees' well-being? Do you need help with team building? Perhaps communication within the team and with clients has been on your mind. If this sounds like it could be you, or you want some other ideas on morning, lunchtime, or afternoon sessions to run in the workplace, I am here to help you. My company is called The Abundance Coach Limited, and I am available to come to your offices in person if you're in the Cayman Islands, and if you're overseas, I will meet you on Zoom. I help you and your workplace with effective communication, team building, workplace wellness, preparation for presentations, and so much more. Reach out, get in touch. Go to my website, shuvradebmentor.com, and send me a message. That's shuvradebmentor.com, spelt shuvradebmentor.com. Go check it out, and you'll also find some helpful free articles and resources on there. These are entirely free and available to you on demand. Go to shuvradebmentor.com. Check it out. Welcome back, everyone. Just before the break, I was talking about the fact that there is so much more involved in achieving goals than just setting the goal and working towards it in one of the more traditional ways, for example, SMART or PACT goals or whatever methods you might have for reaching your goals. I will look at these kinds of methods to get to goals in a future show, but for today, I would like to focus on what goes into the background before you even get to setting or achieving goals. Firstly, I would like you to ask yourselves a question, if you would. Ask yourselves, please, where are my stress levels at? Where are my stress levels at? You see, quite often we don't even realize that we are stressed, highly stressed even, because we have become so accustomed to getting up in the morning, checking that pinging device that lies next to us, our phones, and just going, 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 and doing, 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 until we do something absent-mindedly, such as put a non-microwavable plastic tray in the, you guessed it, in the microwave, and before you know it, you're smelling melting plastic along with watching your food being destroyed. Who has been there? Yeah, I hear you. Or forgetting to fill up the kettle with water and proceeding to boil it anyway. Anyone? Yeah, I see you too. We've all been there, or somewhere similar when we're stressed and distracted by all the things we have to do. So why am I asking you to assess your stress levels? Why am I asking you to see where they're at? And how is that in any way relevant to achieving your goals? One of the reasons is because of where we are in the year. Now is the time of year that as the first quarter draws to a close, and as many of you are assessing how that first quarter went for you, many of you are also feeling like you need to do more for the next upcoming quarter. And many of you have already been giving it your all in the first quarter. Huh, who here can relate? So what you have here is a combination of working really hard these last 3 months, seeing results, but perhaps not seeing results where you'd quite like them to be, or quite where you've been told they need to be. And you're feeling the pressure. You're feeling the pressure to really put your foot on the gas pedal for the upcoming second quarter. And along with that, you're feeling exhausted and maybe even a bit discombobulated. I love that word. Discombobulated about just how you're going to get it all done. How are you going to hit all those targets? Either targets that have been set for you by your employer or manager, or ones that you have set for yourself. Or perhaps you're a student studying up for final exams and you've got targets there as well. Okay, so back to your stress levels. Who here listening is able to focus and achieve, well, anything, when distracted by worry, by lack of sleep, by lack of air or light when you're stressed out? I guess that probably most of you are not capable of being focused and hitting those targets when you're feeling stressed in those ways. So with all of that, I am going to offer you three very simple ways in which you can manage your stress levels. And these three simple stress management tools are ones that you can deploy with relative ease. And with the exception of my second tip, you can pull out these stress-busting tips at pretty much any time. For example, the moment that you realize that the coffee pot does not live in the fridge, but that you put it there absentmindedly because you're stressed and distracted. Or that dreadful moment when you fill your petrol engine vehicle with, yep, you guessed it, with diesel. This alone is one of the reasons I always ask a kind gas station attendant to help me fill my car. Either them or a poor unsuspecting member of the public gets that pleasure when I pull into a gas station. But hey, we can't all be good at everything, right? And for those of you who have done one, two, three, or all of these or similar things at some point or another, those absent-minded acts, please know that you are most definitely not alone. You are not alone in doing things absent-mindedly when you are stressed or when you are distracted. So please, if you are beating yourself up for having done any of these things, stop. Stop, because it's completely normal and natural to do things that are out of character or out of the ordinary when you are stressed, when you are distracted. So, my friends, when you're stressed and when you're distracted, you're not going to be able to approach hitting those targets from the best place. I'm going to take a quick short break now, and I'll be right back after this short break with my three simple ways in which you can manage some of that stress. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back here with you very shortly. Is your workplace, school, college, church, conference, or other event looking for a speaker? Do you want someone to come and speak about mental wellness, spirituality, motivation, achievement, resilience, the climate, to name just a few topics? Or are you keen to sit down with the speaker of your event and structure a talk together, making your event one of the most successful ones yet? If this sounds like it could be you, or if you are looking for someone for a panel or fireside chat, or someone to run a workshop or seminar, then look no further. My company is called The Abundance Coach Limited, and I am available to come to you in person as a speaker for your event. Whether you're in the Cayman Islands or whether you're overseas, I will travel to you. Reach out, get in touch, go to my website, shuvradebmentor.com, and send me a message. That's shuvradebmentor.com, spelt shuvradebmentor.com. Go check it out and you'll find some helpful free articles and resources on there. These are entirely free and available to you on demand. Go to shuvradebmentor.com. Check it out. Welcome back, everyone. Just before that short break, I was talking about how the effects of stress and distraction are anything but helpful for setting goals and hitting targets. So here is the first of my three tips on a few small things you can do to manage your stress. My first tip is to become aware of your actions. That's right, rather than suggesting you breathe through it like I usually do. Caught you off guard there, huh? Focus on your actions and start becoming aware of what you are doing. By starting to become aware of your actions, of what you are doing, it will help you to start to become aware of any actions or behaviors that may be out of character for you. I give you my examples from just now of putting the coffee pot in the fridge, or boiling an empty kettle, or filling your gas tank with diesel, all of which can be examples of absent-minded behavior when you're stressed. All of which may be examples of out-of-character behaviors for you. Other examples might be developing a short fuse, snapping at your family members or friends when in the usual course you know that you don't do that. And the reason I am asking you to be cognizant, to be intentional and aware of those behaviors, is that it can be all too easy to dismiss those kinds of actions as just one of those things, or to think, oh, I won't do that or say that again. That won't happen again. Until, of course, the next time you do something absent-minded or snap at someone. And then, before you know it, these kinds of actions and behavior patterns have become the norm. They have become a habit. But instead of allowing this kind of habit to develop by becoming aware when you are displaying out of character behavior patterns, you may be able to help nip in the bud the onset of some of these symptoms of being stressed and distracted before these symptoms become habits in your life. And not only is that for your benefit, it's for the benefit of those around you. And it's also helpful in dealing with stressors in the context of being able to focus on your goals. So I invite you to do this. The next time you catch yourself displaying some kind of behavior that you know is out of character for you, or the next time you catch yourself snapping at someone you love, just observe and then ask yourself, am I behaving like this? Am I saying these things because I am actually really quite stressed out right now? And I use quite in the euphemistic British sense when I actually mean really, really stressed out right now. And if the answer is yes, you have just given yourself the most amazing opportunity to do something about it, to do something about it that you can do to deal with your stress. And by dealing with your stress, you will be approaching hitting goals and targets from a much better, stress-free and refreshed place. I'll be right back after this short ad break with two more tips on how to help manage your stress so that you can focus on your goals without having to be stressed. Because no one likes to be stressed. No one. Don't go anywhere, and I will be right back. In 2017, I experienced Hurricane Irma in the British Virgin Islands, which was one of the strongest and most rapidly intensifying Atlantic hurricanes ever to make landfall. As a result of this experience, I developed post-traumatic stress disorder, from which I have since recovered. This whole experience had a profound effect on how I viewed life and my relationship to others. I realized that the most effective way in which I can help the largest number of people is through business and life coaching and through being a speaker. Speaking and coaching on topics such as mental health, climate change, workplace wellness, amongst many other topics. When the time was right, I decided to leave my legal practice as a barrister and litigation attorney and start a business as a coach and speaker. And so the Abundance Coach was born. Does your workplace or business need a bit of a shake-up? Are you thinking about your employees' well-being? Do you need help with team building? Perhaps communication within the team and with your clients has been something on your mind. If this sounds like it could be you, or you want some ideas on morning, lunchtime, or afternoon sessions to run in the workplace, I am here to help you. Equally, if you want some one-on-one guidance on career development, spirituality and wellness, effective ways of managing your time or your stress, or you just want to shake things up a bit, I'm here to help you too. And finally, is your workplace, school, college, church, conference, or other event looking for a speaker? Maybe you're keen to sit down with the speaker for your event and structure a talk together, making your event one of the most successful ones yet. If any of these sound like they could be you, then look no further. Reach out, get in touch, go to my website, shuvradebmental.com, and send me a message. That's shuvradebmental.com, spelt shuvradebmental.com. Go check it out, and you'll find some helpful free articles and resources on there. These are entirely free and available to you on demand. Go to shuvradebmental.com. Check it out. Welcome back. Just before the commercial break, I was talking about why it's important to manage your stress, both generally important, but also important in the context of hitting your goals and targets. And I know that goals and targets are things that many of you are focusing on right now, with the end of the first quarter coming up and the new second quarter about to start. So my first stress-busting tip was to become aware and intentional around your behavior patterns. As soon as you catch yourself displaying some kind of behavior that you know is out of character for you, for example, returning the coffee pot to the fridge absentmindedly because you're very distracted, either by work or by something else, or the next time you catch yourself snapping at someone you love or care about, take these out-of-character behaviors as an opportunity to realize that you may be stressed about something, and then use that opportunity to do something about it before those out-of-character behaviors become new habits, habits you would prefer not to form. So my second stress-busting tip is probably one you know already and may be using, and I hope you are, and that is to share. Share with someone what you are going through. Don't bottle it all up, thinking you have to be strong, that you just have to get on with it like some kind of warrior or commander-in-chief. Without wishing to generalize, and I do go on the evidence in front of me in saying this, I find this needing to be strong and not wanting to share issue to be more of a thing with my male clients than with my female clients. Maybe that's because societal conditioning has taught us, wrongly in my view, that as a man you need to be tough, you can't show weakness and you have to be the provider. Well, my view on this is that, well, whether you're a man or a woman, you still feel the same feels, right? You still experience stress, you still have pressures on you. Looking at it from the being the provider perspective, as part of that, isn't it better to be your whole self, to be open about the difficulties and stresses you may be facing, to provide your whole self as part of being the provider? I think it is in this modern day and age when we're no longer fighting bears and cooking meals over campfires, unless we choose to do so. Well, the cooking over campfires bit, hopefully nobody is fighting bears. But if sharing with loved ones at home is not something you're comfortable with yet, then share with an independent healthcare professional. Seeing a therapist is one of the singularly most helpful things you can do. An objective third-party professional will be able to provide exactly that, an objective third-party professional perspective and advice, their views. I know my therapist does this for me in spades. And I have no shame whatsoever in saying I see a therapist. She's great, and we even have a giggle in sessions. This goes back to something I have said before, which is that most of us are keen to take care of our physical health, to look after our bodies by exercising, eating well, cutting back on or eliminating alcohol and other substances. So why would you not treat your brain and your mind with the same kindness, grace, and respect? So that, my friends, is my second stress-busting tip. Please share your difficulties and troubles with someone, whether that's your spouse, another loved one, a friend, or a professional. Moving on to my third stress-busting tip to help you move closer towards achieving your goals. My third tip is practical. It's about time blocking. Again, something that's so simple that we all know about, and I'm sure some of you do it, but how many of us do it regularly? I know that I can be guilty of intending to time block, and then I end up moving between tasks, which has the effect of distraction. And then, of course, the well-intended time block goes out the window as I flip between tasks. On the other hand, when I do time block, and I mean really time block, so that my phone is either on do not disturb or on airplane mode, then those are the times that I am the most productive, as I am able to maintain that singular focus on one task. So what is time blocking? Time blocking is where you take out or block off chunks of time and use that time to focus on a specific task. So, say that you have a particular project that you need to work on tomorrow. You would block off, let's say, 1 hour mid-morning to work exclusively on that project and on nothing else. So no tapping out for a few minutes to check emails or messages. All of that is distracting. Before that 1 hour time block, and again after it, you can check your emails, make your phone calls, check your social media, do the other things that you need and would like to do. Why time blocking to focus on a discrete and particular task is useful and important is that, according to studies, very few of us are actually, in fact, able to multitask effectively. That's right. A University of Utah study found that very few of us are able to multitask. That study found that people who try to juggle multiple tasks at once are more easily distracted, less productive, make more errors, and score lower on recall tests. Sounds pretty terrible, no? Another study from the University of California has found that switching between tasks actually slows us down. And that's because of the mental time and energy drain taken up in the very act of switching between tasks. In my view, those are all very good reasons not to multitask and to time block instead where you can, so that you can be laser focused. And this doesn't mean making yourself unavailable for emergencies. On the iPhone, for example, I don't know about other brands as I don't use them, but I'm sure all phones have this facility. It's possible to allow calls in from selected contacts, even whilst you're on Do Not Disturb. Not so much with airplane mode, so only use that if you really, really want to self-isolate. Time blocking doesn't mean ignoring your other tasks. It simply means using a set block of time to focus on one thing and one thing only. And if you can only do that for, say, 20 minutes at a time, that's still better than flitting between tasks for that same 20-minute period. So give it a go. See what you think. See if it works for you. Stay tuned, and I'll be right back after this short ad break. In 2017, I experienced Hurricane Irma in the British Virgin Islands, which was one of the strongest and most rapidly intensifying Atlantic hurricanes ever to make landfall. As a result of this experience, I developed post-traumatic stress disorder, from which I have since recovered. This whole experience had a profound effect on how I viewed life and my relationship to others. I realized that the most effective way in which I can help the largest number of people is through business and life coaching, and through being a speaker. Speaking and coaching on topics such as mental health, climate change, workplace wellness, amongst many other topics. When the time was right, I decided to leave my legal practice as a barrister and litigation attorney and start a business as a coach and speaker. And so the Abundance Coach was born. Does your workplace or business need a bit of a shake-up? Are you thinking about your employees' well-being? Do you need help with team building? Perhaps communication within the team and with your clients has been something on your mind. If this sounds like it could be you, or you want some ideas on morning, lunchtime, or afternoon sessions to run in the workplace, I am here to help you. Equally, if you want some one-on-one guidance on career development, spirituality and wellness, effective ways of managing your time or your stress, or you just want to shake things up a bit, I'm here to help you too. And finally, is your workplace, school, college, church, conference, or other event looking for a speaker? Maybe you're keen to sit down with the speaker for your event and structure a talk together, making your event one of the most successful ones yet. If any of these sound like they could be you, then look no further. Reach out, get in touch. Go to my website, shuvradebmentor.com, and send me a message. That's shuvradebmentor.com, spelt shuvradebmentor.com. Go check it out, and you'll find some helpful free articles and resources on there. These are entirely free and available to you on demand. Go to shuvradevmentor.com. Check it out. Welcome back, everyone. To round off on what I have spoken about today I have offered you three tips on managing your stress in order to achieve your goals. My first tip was to start becoming more intentional and aware of and around your actions. When you catch yourself displaying some kind of behavior that you know is out of character for you, or the next time you catch yourself snapping at someone you love or care about, just observe that. Without beating yourself up, ask yourself, why am I behaving like this? Why did I just say that? Could I be behaving like this or saying what I'm saying because I'm actually really, really stressed out right now? And if the answer to that is yes, you have just given yourself the opportunity to do something about it. My second tip on managing your stress in order to achieve your goals, which kind of follows on from the first tip, was to share. Share with someone what you are going through. Please don't bottle it up. Bottling things up only usually leads to some kind of explosion. A bit like when you might put the champagne or the sparkling water in the freezer to cool it down quickly, which you then forget about, and then about an hour or so later, you hear a huge crash and the sound of breaking glass coming from inside your freezer. Has anyone else ever done that? Yes, but thankfully with sparkling water only, happily not with champagne. So don't be that bottle of fizz. Share. Share what you are experiencing with a loved one or a professional. The professionals are here to listen and to help. It's their job. My third tip for managing your stress in order to achieve your goals was to block your time, or to time block in order to work on discrete and focused tasks. Time blocking helps you with your goals and targets because it helps you to focus your mind on the task that you need to do. It helps you to stay focused as you are undertaking that task. And it also helps with stopping procrastination, something I've spoken about before. And that's because you know you have limited time in which to get that task done, in which to progress the project. And if you missed any of my previous shows, then please do tune in to my podcast if you're not there already. My podcast is called Shuvra Deb With You, and it's available on Spotify, Apple, Google, and all of the other usual podcast platforms. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like more tips, or if you would like to do some work with me on managing your stress, time management, hitting targets, or many other things that I can offer you help with, please do reach out to me as I can coach you through all of that. Go check out my website, shuvradebmentor.com, and reach out to me. Thank you so much for listening. Bye for now. Tune in to Shuvra Deb With You, on demand and for free, on Spotify, Apple, Google, and other platforms. Please go ahead and follow, share, and review my show. Thank you for listening. Bye for now. The Shuvra Deb With You podcast is inspired and brought to you by Shuvra Deb. Copyright Shuvra Deb.